Radio Ham in Wheaton, Illinois. Groat Reber, he was quite a busy boy. When he built himself a dish about as big as you could wish, and he showed the world that it was not a toy. Reber's mother was a teacher, and Miss Groat on occasion taught a juvenile of note. One who never gave her trouble was the brilliant Eddie Hubble, and I know that was an influence on Groat. Reber pointed his antenna at the sky, and as countless constellations drifted by, he recorded in dB all the signals he could see, and became the first to map the Milky Way. Groat submitted his results for peer review to the astrophysics experts, though he knew that without a PhD they'd be skeptical, but he would be vindicated in a year or two. Every astrophysics expert had his say. They rejected Reber's radio Milky Way, for the signals he depicted very clearly contradicted every cosmologic theory of the day. But Groat Reber, he was never one to mope, and he always could maintain a sense of hope. As the generations passed, he acquired an image vast as the father of the radio telescope.